What's the word on Main Street? I'm so glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. An event in Lemoyne this afternoon and tomorrow looks good. In the play titled Scotland Road by Jeffrey Hatcher, a young woman is found sitting atop an iceberg, and she tells the crew who brings her aboard she's a survivor on the Titanic. That's happening today and tomorrow at 2 p.m. The doors open at 1:30. It's happening at the Lemoyne Grange Hall, as it's part of the Lemoyne Community Arts Black Box production. For more information, lcatickets.org. April is, of course, Poetry Month, and on the 1st, there is a Bring Your Lunch Poets Open Mic organized by the Belfast Senior College, held at the United Methodist Church in Belfast. Come at noon and read your own poem. Be brave, people! Or read a poem you love that was written by someone else. Or just come to enjoy the poetry while you eat your lunch. Tomorrow afternoon is your first chance to attend Winter Sea Theater Experiment's presentation of Storm Damage, Transformative Healing. It's a musical poetry performance. I've known and loved Gary Bushy since the late 80s. He's arranged the music and will be performing. The poetry was written by and will be performed by Lisa Ann Rylick. With Winter Sea Productions, the piece is not as important as the creativity brought to it and the process that arises. The focus is on performance art as opposed to traditional theater. The poems in Storm Damage record and reflect the inner journey through the chrysalis of grief and lament to transformative healing through the power of words and music, offering silver linings of surrender, grace, joy, and eternal love. Intrigued? Join me tomorrow at 3 at New Surrey Theater in Blue Hill or online. Your next opportunity will be Wednesday, April 2nd at 3:30 at the University of Maine at Machias. It's also happening in Brewer on the 6th. Check out paintedpepperfarm.me for more information and the full calendar. Again, that's paintedpepperfarm.me. On April 1st, the prison poems of Mavesh Sabet will be the topic at an event at Bangor Public Library at 6:30. My pen's broken, and it's not in my hand. They took my voice as a spoil of oppression. So wrote Sabet, longtime prisoner of conscience, from the depths of Tehran's notorious Evin prison. Dr. Sandra Hutchinson reads from and discusses Sabet's testimony about a life of letters lived against all odds. That's happening Tuesday the 1st, 6:30, Bangor Public Library. On Friday, April 4th, Amanda Peters, who wrote The Berry Pickers, published in 2023, which I thought was a lovely book, Amanda Peters will be in Bucksport. Her most recent book of short fiction, Waiting for the Long Night Moon, was published in 2024 to critical acclaim. And she'll be in Bucksport on Friday the 4th at the Performing Arts Center. Doors open at 5, the talk's at 5:30. She's a mixed-race woman of Mi'kmaq and European ancestry, born and raised in Nova Scotia. Her bio is impressive. And did I mention she'll be in Bucksport on Friday? BuckLibrary.org for more information. How grateful are we for public libraries and the programming they bring us. Now, are you looking for an online workshop? There's a 4-week generative poetry and prose workshop with, here's your instructor, River Dandelion. You know how I love a good name. So this is a 4-week workshop starting on Thursday, April 3rd, 6 to 8 p.m. What are the stories you have inherited across time? What memories surface when you write? How do we write and tell intergenerational stories in ways that honor the living and the dead? The instructor, River Dandelion, is a practitioner of ancestral medicine through writing, teaching, energy healing, and creating ceremony. As a poet, he writes to connect with the unseen and unspoken so we can feel and heal. River is the winner of the 2024 Lambda Literary Award for Exceptional New LGBTQ Writers. To register for this online workshop, mainewriters.org. Also, I want to be sure you know that Haystack Mountain School of Arts is open for summer registration. You can see the whole listing of amazing workshops offered there at haystack-mtn.org. That's what I've got for today. Remember, double-check the date and time before you go to any event. We'd hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?